Like the pastor and Miss Judy and everyone said, it's kind of, you really can't put it into words, but as far as it allowed for me to let a lot of stuff go and realize that my past doesn't define me. Mm-hmm. I am a Christian. I am a mother. I am a great partner. I am a lot of things, and what my past was isn't the case. A lot of people ask me about my tattoo on my neck, and I just began to tell them Apostle Paul, because where he started, I didn't lie to him. I told him the truth, but today it signifies something different for me.
That's good.
Because of where I was and where I'm at today.
Amen.
You know, we did little skits and everything, and it seems so cliche, but it gave a lot of perspective as far as, I mean, where we spend all of our time. Everybody's probably got Candy Crush loaded on their phone.
Mm. No,
you know? Yeah. Now, am I the only one that's got Candy Crush?
Lexi does.
Right. But as far as, and your house chores as a woman, you know, you feel like you have to hold up this, you know, keep the house clean and do this and do that. But allowing me to be able to take a step back and not worry about those things and realize God does need to come first. I think I've gotten on my phone once in the evening, and that was last night, because I've been reading, they had some books there. I've been reading the book called The Story that puts in perspective in a novel sense of the Bible, because there are a lot of things I don't understand. And it's by no means lack of guidance or anything, but for where I'm at, it just puts it in a different perspective. And being able to see all the denominations coming together, we have people there that used to be atheists. We have people there that just all kinds of denominations, and realizing is everybody's there together, and it's about Christianity.
Amen.
Gotta say one thing. It also taught me don't assume, because God has put a great man in my life, and there was twice that I wanted to get mad because he wasn't there for the walk, because we did a candlelight and people were there, and I didn't realize it was only people that had been on the walk. So I was grateful for everybody there, but I was trying to ask him why he wasn't there. But I spoke up, and then also we got some amazing letters, and you guys, I cannot put into words what the letters meant. I love you guys with all of my heart. Y'all have saw me at my bottom, and y'all have saw me struggle, and y'all have saw me really put God first, but it allowed for me to give myself a break and realize I am putting God first. Amen. And I am enough, and that it is okay, and it's just okay. So I just wanted to tell everybody that, and God is good. I mean, I let a lot of stuff go, and I learned a lot of stuff, got some great friends, and some of them sitting right here in our church that I didn't even get to know, and now I do know, and I wouldn't give that up for anything in the world.
Yeah. And everybody's special. Everybody is. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Everybody's welcome on the weekend. It's non-denominational. It's just people coming together to share the love of God. So if you're ever interested, talk to me, talk to Tina, talk to Travis, and talk to these two now. And Joanne.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you.